Monday, December 9, 2015, Dakota County Board of Corrections at 3 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02 p.m.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Tony?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act as posted on the West Wall mirror to the entrance of the County Board of Women as a vital thing viewed by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, October 26, 2015. Approval of the payroll claims. Approval of the accounts payable claims. Approval of chairs to sign renewal of the GIS workshop master service agreement effective July 1st, 2015 to June 30th, 2018. Approval of the chair to sign the Nebraska Commission on Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice revised state grant awarded for juvenile diversion and alternative detention on the amount of $84,157. Approval of the chair to sign amendment and solicitation and modification of the contract with ICE, detention, compliance, and removal of the obligation and expense fund of the federal budget year end. So this is the consent agenda items.
Everything in order there, Tony?
Yes. Yes, I looked at payroll and the claim, a couple claims in there, so everything is okay.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items.
I'll second that.
Move by Commissioner Rooney and second by Commissioner Fusquet to approve the consent agenda items. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Now we're going to new business. I'm going to open up public hearing for the purpose giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comments regarding the amendment to the current Dakota County zoning regulation definition of the animal units to include immature dairy cattle. So with that, I'm going to ask for people to be in support of this change in Dakota County zoning regulations. Anybody in support of this? Is there anybody against this regulation? Anybody in neutral? There's nobody. Okay, with that, we go to item B. Board to approve and or disapprove the Dakota County zoning regulation amendment by the definition.
You want to close?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I need to close the public hearing. Close the public hearing at this point. We want to move to item B. Thank you, Jones. Board to approve or disapprove the Dakota County zoning regulation amendment of the definition of the animal unit. The street.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution to add the immature dairy cattle.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Moved by Commissioner Bustain, second by Commissioner McNair to approve. Roll call, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, one miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, superintendent of the roads.
That was quick, huh, Fred?
October 25th to November 7th. Total road maintenance, 201 hours. Projects, Kennesaw, got 340 hours there. Gravel haul, 1,332 ton. Barricading 2 hours, 3 barricades. Road concerns, we had 3 of them for gravel. Frank O'Neill, F Avenue and Wiggle Creek.
Good job.
I think the roads are in great shape. I know, like I said, Fred and I spent some time on Thursday driving around looking at some of the projects we got going on. If it, tell me that one again, the bridge. It'd be
Martinette.
The Martinette Bridge, and then the other one that we took out.
Kennesaw.
Yeah, the Kennesaw.
Wiseman.
Yeah, that was just smart business, I think, of withdrawing from our, you know, putting it out for bid and then the county doing it. I think it just made sense. And they did a very nice job.
That looks good.
I mean, we got all the equipment now. I mean, we're up just enough on equipment, so, you know, it just made sense for us to do it.
I know Fred's got a lot of projects that I do. It was just pulling off one and going to another.
And probably the best thing, if there's anything good about it, is we haven't had a lot of rain where we've had, I mean, don't get me wrong, roads can always use attention. I get that. But it wasn't like we had a lot of rain where we were trying to, you know, get caught up. I mean, it fell in good timing for us to do it.
Yeah. Fred, over there on H Avenue, between Highway 20 and the railroad tracks, is there something we can do there?
It needs to be built up.
Because it just turns into washboard immediately after those guys.
It'd be a good place for that new aggregate, Newcastle stuff, but needs to be built up. Get the water off the road would help, too. The ditches are full.
Yeah.
The curbs all the way along there, along the residence. That's what it needs to be done. We put it on the 1 and 6 and do that, but it does need it bad. I know exactly.
What do you think?
That people...
I get a lot of calls, and not only from him, but we get a lot of calls from people that live at the south end of that road. There's a bunch of houses down there.
And they all take that way up to go on in.
I don't know why. I would take 35 and pop in there, but...
But that's what it needs to be done to it. Actually, it needs to be regraded up. Some of that nice aggregate, maybe we'll keep some of the more sports out of there.
I know the little bit that we put down this year, it worked out very well.
Yeah.
It's just, like I said, it's just a timing thing. You know, with the rain, and you got to put it down at the right time. And we've talked about this several times, but I think once we get some...
I know where you put it. I've seen it, too, and it doesn't help.
Yeah, it does.
It packs in and holds. And
works good.
It's not as dusty either.
No, near as dusty.
No.
You don't have a loose aggregate. Everything's... That clay is a binder, which holds your... Dust,
yeah, the clay. Okay, any more questions for Fred? This don't go away. Fred Keller, we're going to miscellaneous item D, excuse me. Fred Keller, Highway Superintendent, request approval to spend over $5,000 for Martin's building addition to County Road Shop. Okay.
Just would like your request to spend more money.
More money than $5,000.
Well, that money's all budgeted, and you can tell the board exactly. It's 72. What is it? 60.
72 by 64. The building.
It's 72 by 64.
Correct.
16 high.
Three bays.
Yeah, three bays, which is much needed. Yeah, it's and the money's right. And they can start on
this.
Yep, and they can start on this winter. I know Fred and I met with him on Thursday. And
who's going to do the
Mortensen?
Mortensen.
We have a Morton building, so
Bill Holdenkamp.
Yes. Grumpy old ball guy. Some one of the commissioners called him.
Yeah.
Seems like all them ball guys are that.
So we need a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve that Bill or that Fred can spend over $5,000 to put the addition.
I'll second that, Tony.
Move for building the emergency building over $5,000 by Commissioner Busquet and second by Commissioner Law. Call roll, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Thanks, Fred.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Now, Tiffany Paulson, Health Department Director, for your report. Tiffany, where are you last week?
Hello. We meet again. I haven't seen you guys in so long.
Okay.
So, the first thing, we have actually started billing Medicaid, like I mentioned many times before, but we've actually started to see checks come in. And so far we've got about $4,500 in Medicaid reimbursement back. which is up from zero, so we're moving in a good direction. For home health patients, we're currently seeing 13 people. That's up about seven. We took on seven new patients from Unity Point Home Health, and so we're hoping when they get their Nebraska license back, they will take over those seven patients again, and we'll go back down to our normal seven, because it is getting to be a little bit much for the nurses to run around on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to all those people. Old business and grant updates. We submitted our BTE first quarter. About $10,000 is expected to be reimbursed for that grant. So far, so good. The state's very happy with how the emergency response plan is going and how the inventory plans are coming. And so they have worked really nicely with us over the last quarter. Immunization, we just submitted third quarter reports. We had 13 full-day clinics, 7 half-days, 6 evenings, and 21 half-day adult clinics. We vaccinated 343 children and 60 adults over the last quarter, and we just got a reimbursement back from this quarterly report, about $7,000 we got back from them. West Nile is wrapping up in November. We only had one reported case in the county and got about $2,400 back in reimbursement. Our new grant, the Minority Health Grant, just finished up its first quarter. I put in for $17,000 in reimbursement, which covered all of our expenses and all the staffing wages. They've seen 72 clients this first quarter. Many are repeat clients, so we have about 180 duplications on 70 clients. And there's three staff working on with all those individuals. The department sign, Scott did a wonderful job. If you can see the side of the building, we have a beautiful sign on the outside of the building.
I did nothing.
Updates on new stuff. We got a new radon grant. We're working with UNL Extension on that for some short-term and long-term testing kits, so it's about $1,500 total. The state also wanted us to pursue an Ebola subgrant that the CDC had put forth for about $8,000, and so we focused a lot on kind of infection control measures and things that we could do to be more generic and broad with some Ebola dollars. And then the Nebraska Local Health Directors Association got a veterans-coordinated grant called VetSet from the VA. And so we got included this time on a portion of that, which is about $10,000, and decided to kind of join efforts with Elkhorn Logan Valley Public Health Department and utilize their VetSet coordinator that they were already using. And so Michaela Hammond is working with Bill on some different kind of resource directories and different things that she can do to help kind of aid some of the veterans in our area. We also voted on new health board officers, and so Dr. Matt Aiken is the president, Becky Mathis is our vice president, and Doug Jansen is the secretary with Pam Everett assisting when Doug is absent.
Who's the doctor today?
Wente.
Have you ever met him before?
Oh, yeah, several times.
I go
to his office.
Does he come to your meetings?
He doesn't, no. And so that's been a struggle kind of ongoing. But at this point, because we've done all of our Medicaid applications, we are using his license to bill for our reimbursements.
Do you think it's important that he should be at those meetings or not?
I think it's valuable, although I feel like he's had a really good relationship with me over the last 15 months. He called me and reached out with me. He's good with the minutes. If he has any concerns about the minutes, he'll call or have his nurse call. And so, and he's been very good about the Medicaid application. I mean, I had to give his Social Security number, his date of birth, all of his addresses, all of his information to be able to bill for Nebraska Medicaid. And so he was nothing but helpful on those aspects. And so, you know, I'm trying to kind of weigh if how much I think his presence in the meeting is versus how much we're using his license to generate income is.
And that makes me feel a little bit better, because it's always been kind of a little bit of a thorn in my side, and it's not a secret, you know, as I, you know, we go through claims and we see what we pay him.
Sure.
And it's not a lot of money, but it's money that he's not, but if he's not in presence, but he's
in his job.
Yeah.
I brought it up at the meeting because I was concerned about it, because what did you say, $2,500?
Yeah, we pay him about $3,000 a year.
Yeah, $250 a month.
Yeah.
And I have never seen the guy, so I don't know what he even looks like.
Yeah.
And I've seen him every month. So
you've seen that? Okay. But that's good, as long as we got his license. You know, like you explained it to us.
Yeah, so I think part of it, before it was kind of a thorn, because we were paying him for kind of not a lot of efforts, but now he really has done a lot, especially with helping with the Medicaid application and billing process. And so I feel like we're kind of getting a little bit of ground and footing underneath us with his activity. And so I kind of would like to see where it goes.
Sure.
Sounds like you have a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, we're making a lot of progress. So
Tiffany's brought a lot to us in the last couple of years here that we never had before.
Doing an excellent job.
Yeah, we're doing good things. Thank you.
And I know another thing that we've talked about, and I met with Tiffany, and I think I talked to Bill and Rick a little bit, but she has four people downstairs. And, of course, that was a goal to make sure the lights were shut off downstairs and get everybody moved upstairs. So, and, of course, obviously, as their growth, they're downstairs. So she brought to me that maybe of trying to do something on the other side of, the south side of the jail. Yeah. But I think what makes the most sense, and obviously we all got to look at it, and Jerry and Dave and Rick, we wanted them to insulate that and get it all insulated, new windows, get the air conditioning, and then possibly with her being where she's at and being all set up, maybe letting her have this boardroom with petitions or whatever for her people downstairs, and then maybe I'm hoping in the next year of having, putting the boardroom over there and maybe talking about the extension office on the other side.
That would make sense.
It would make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Because, obviously, you'd have another office out here, because I think Joni, even though I know she loves her office, we can give her, being in the clerks now on the other side, where we can get her an office over there, where she'd be right off the boardroom again. So there's a lot of things that we need to kind of talk about.
Yeah.
But I think the extension, we're month-to-month there, are we not?
Yeah, we're month.
And the thing is, the month-to-month thing, it's inexpensive rent, but it's still $12,000 a year. It's still rent. And I'm just sitting there thinking, we can go in there and spend $12,000 and have it paid for.
Right.
And let them kind of, do their thing what they want. I know they still have the boardroom if they have any type of events or things they need to put on. They'd be right beside it. So I think it'll come together. Yeah. It makes sense.
They do a lot of PowerPoints and stuff like that.
And that boardroom will be big. It'll be the same width, but it'll be, again, a quarter bit
longer.
Yes. And actually, we could make it even longer if we really wanted to, but there's the concrete wall, which I think would be enough. But we'd have to just talk about it and figure it out. But I'd like to get those people out of the basement, get the lights shut off.
They would appreciate getting out of the basement, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Scott can get it done. Thank you.
Perfect. Any more questions for me?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good job.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Item D on the agenda, approve a voting delegate to alternate the cast ballot for the Dakota County at the NACO annual meeting in December 2015.
Well, I think, is Rick, you're going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
And I think, obviously, Jones is going to be there. Do you have a problem?
I did it last year, and then have Joan be or Fred be the alternate. You're going to be there too, right?
Well, that'd be nice. So we need a motion to approve that delegates to go in there.
Need two.
What's the motion?
The motion is Rick.
Rick and Fred.
And that's fine. Because Fred has to be there regardless to the end, okay? So we'll make Fred the alternate. Okay? Is that okay? Well, that's my motion.
You make the motion.
That's my motion. Second.
Okay. Motion. Scott just said the motion, so we need a call to approve the motion.
Bill?
Excuse me. Yeah, go ahead.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes. Steady.
Awesome.
Motion carried. Item E on the agenda, approve the Dakota County Health Plan monies be held by the county treasurers and claim amount be approved by the board, 26-106.
Joan, do you want to explain a little bit on this here? Because I mean, I've read this, I've seen it, draft was here.
Our auditor is writing us up for that this year on our audit, and it's been something he's been asking about the last couple of years. I dummied the amounts into the budget, but he asked that all monies be held by the treasurer. That's the statute. So if you guys approve that, F&M Bank wanted the board to approve it, and then I'll go down with Bob Giese and we'll get that the health accounts switched over. No procedures will change. The claims will still be approved in a timely manner, so that because we're self-insured and all of that is HIPAA private, so but you will know the dollar amounts that are in the health account and the
or it's kind of been a secret over the last
that we're paying out and you know the dollar amounts that are being paid out for claims.
So it's going to be better on a paper trail for,
yeah,
for us.
That'd be better for the board. You know, it would be more explanatory, and we would see more of the whole situation better than it was before. So this, we need to act on that. So we need a motion to.
Well, I would make that motion.
Yeah,
I'll second that.
Motion
no, that's what I was thinking.
By Commissioner Roddy, seconded by Commissioner Roddy to approve the Dakota County Health Money to be on the Dakota Treasurer's claim amount. So, call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carry. Commissioner Committee reports.
The Dakota County Public Safety Agency .com/.org. We met last
hashtag.
We met last week, and we've been meeting once a month, and I think we've met for 11 months. It's been a slow process, and I think there was 5 different attorneys there, one from Omaha. We had Mike Schmidt there. Long story short, I made the recommendation that we need to With the different entities, everybody pretty much has their ducks in a row except the Homer situation. They're not really for sure. Why am I looking at you when I say that? I didn't mean to. But anyways, they're not for sure exactly which way they want to go. They want to see the dollar amounts if we bond that one bond or if everybody bonds individually. So the Barrett Home people, they deal with that DA Davison and also with John. And they're going to get them some numbers. I think they're just a little bit different conservativeness going on down there. They just want to know exactly
what they can build to.
Yes, and you know how much money they can save. And I respect that. So meeting once a month is being slow. It's a slow process. So I made a recommendation that we meet in 2 weeks, get their figures together, and I think it's going to be. We're going to finally. We got a checking account. Matter of fact, I went today. Had to sign some papers up at the bank, but we got a checking account. We got our federal ID number finally this last week. So because we're starting to get some bills, obviously from some attorneys, so we need to start paying some people. So things are going to start happening there. So
they're moving.
Yeah, it's starting to move. And I told them, I says, you know, I get that decisions the county get. I said it's a slow wheel. I said, but this wheel is coming to a stop.
Hard to believe it's been a year. Almost.
It's almost been a year. Yeah.
I'm on the rural fire board in Homer. We do meet with the city tomorrow night. So I think we should be able to finalize it.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy about it is the different entities like Emerson Hubbard. I mean, those guys are. They're ready to roll. I mean,
they had a plan. Our board didn't have a plan in place.
Right. And I'm not criticizing
really
Homer people.
I think those fire boards didn't really think that they were going to get anything from this deal, and then.
Well, and then we work with the city, and you know, we furnish the equipment. The city furnishes the buildings to house.
It gets a little bit complicated because you got the village doing something, you got the fire board doing something. It is a little bit complicated.
It is. But it's going to work for anybody.
They did survey.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
They did do some survey in there.
Like
water. Yeah, because I was there the day they were doing the survey.
So.
Now, tensions get a little bit, you know, and I just tell everybody, you know, hey, we're in this together. You know, I mean, we're all in the same county, we're in this together.
It's a great thing.
It is a great thing.
A lot of things that wouldn't happen without this asset sales tax. So
that's true.
And I think the monies, I think over the last, Joan can maybe verify, it's like $158,000.
Yeah, close to $160,000.
Yeah, $160,000. So they're averaging about $30,000 a month is what they're collecting. $30,000,
$31,000. Well, that's real good.
Yeah.
Excellent. So it should kind of exceed what we thought we were going to get.
I think as over the next, 15 years, I'm sure that sales tax is going to probably grow, I would think.
It's
not going to deplete.
You know, our jail bonds got paid off a lot quicker than anticipated. Yeah, so hopefully this will go. You know, and if they have extra money at the end, they have extra money. We can keep collecting.
And it's a great way to collect to get new fire equipment or ambulances or whatever the case may be.
So I think our rural fire board budget is around $40,000 a year. And that, new tankers a quarter of a million now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's ridiculous. It's a good way for us to get some equipment and a building.
And it relieves property taxes because instead of being all assessed, everything
is assessed around. Our rescue truck is what? How old is that?
Oh, it's old.
It's got to be. That's what they said.
Okay. Well, it's a good report, Scott. Very good.
The next meeting we'll get some things.
Any more commissioning committee reports?
I had the Nebraska Energy Alliance meeting on the 28th of October. And I did a call in. It was about an hour and 45-minute meeting. It meets in Lincoln once a month. And I think half the board members called in that day. And most of the meeting was geared towards how are we going to – it's not feasible for everybody to meet in Lincoln once a month. It's a huge board.
It is.
So I think what's going to happen is we're going to meet quarterly, and we'll have an executive board that will meet monthly to approve bills and so on. Most of the meeting was spent on that alone. It's not real practical for people. And there's people from way out western Nebraska, and they don't want to come up to Lincoln once a month for this meeting. So I think the executive board will meet. We'll meet once every quarter. Because we can only have so many phone meetings per year.
Sure.
That's limited. So we had ours, and I don't think we can do it again until the next calendar year. But with that, I think with the executive board, it'll relieve everybody of there. It'll be probably a 5 or 7 member board, and they'll be able to make the day to day decisions. We'll meet quarterly. A lot of things going on, but like I say, most of that meeting was geared towards how are we going to make this thing? Because it's a fairly new board.
Sure.
Make
how long has it been in existence?
Oh, I think, about a year, wasn't it? A
couple of years.
Really?
How many people are on the board?
Oh, I think if I were to guess, I'd say 20.
Yeah.
A lot of cities. Everybody that's applied, like we did for the electric car grant.
And are they getting into wind energy now? And
yeah.
They're looking at a lot of alternative
and solar
energy projects.
What is that? What is that committee that would just say the CDS or C? What is it?
CDBG.
Is that what it is?
The grant?
No, it's for when they meet. They meet twice a month. They talk just about all the what's happening and
where they meet.
At the city hall, they meet at the second and fourth Thursday of the
development.
The development one.
Right.
But anyways, I think we definitely really need to look at. They said that we opted out years ago on that, and I think coming at the first year, we probably need to add that to one of our committees. Where, and I don't think that one individual person needs to go to, each month. Maybe if we would try to figure something how to alternate, at least we're involved, so we kind of know what is happening and what.
Good idea.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, good idea. Definitely. Okay. Anything else?
We had a stormwater meeting and went over the budget, what's in there, and the grants that Tammy Bailey kind of updated us on the grants. We do have a street sweeper that we're part owners in, and we really don't have a need for it, but I made the comment that, like the Village of Hubbard, Homer, and Jackson, they could use that street sweeper. Emerson could, too. The only catch is that when they use it, they're responsible for a portion of the upkeep of that machine. But it is available. If they were to have a parade and they want to sweep their streets, they could do that. We are also part owner of a camera that they put into the sewer system drainage, and it'll go up to 300 feet. They can check inside the pipes all around and see what the obstructions are. It'll go in like 3 or 4 inches of water. They offered it to us to check tubes and stuff like that, but I got thinking also that, Jackson's got storm sewer, Homer, those people could use it too. And there again, they'd probably have to pay for the use of the guys that are running it and upkeep.
I'll let Homer know because they usually hire Sauk Sioux City a couple times a year.
Yeah, and these two guys will go in and they'll map your pipes and
awesome.
Whatever they do. And
That's great.
So, great. We need those villages need to know about that street sweeper, because I know they don't have any means.
That's right.
But they still have to pay for a prorated part of the parts.
Where's the parts coming from?
Sasu.
Good report, Ray. Very good. Any more community reports? We got to get busy, big in ourselves, but the three guys are really busy. And
that's good. Mine starts next week.
All right. Mail on emergency business. I don't think there's any public comments. Anybody from the public want to make any comments about the meeting for the commission? Too quiet this time. Okay, if it is in the Medicine Journal. Jeff, we need to start on the Board of Commissioners meeting because there was 3 or 2, so you're here. So we're going to start on the Board of Corrections right now at 3:33 p.m. So we need a roll call first, please. Need a roll call. Board of Commissioners? Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
A current copy of the open meeting act is posted in the West Wall near to the entrance of the county board meeting room is available review by all citizens and attendees. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes of October 12, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
By Commissioner Love, second by Commissioner Marinier to approve the consent agenda items. Sir, call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. New business. Sure. Your report.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I was on a Fed transport.
We figured that out.
All right.
No problem.
Randy was down here to back me up. County inmates 91 for the month of October. Fed 6. Juveniles 0.16.
You're making
total 97 in-house, calendar average fiscal year, 92 inmates for the fiscal year, 8 feds, juveniles 1, and total in-house 1. Income, $11,000 last month, $11,402 from the marshals, I-650, 12 from the feds. So I'm a little uneasy. It looks like our cost of inmates went up last month. Month of October, we went to 69.21. We had it down to 48 in August, but I think that had to do, we had a couple of sick people in there, so
we had
that cost.
Free payroll, though.
Yeah, payroll. That probably did too. And this is figured out with the overall cost of everything in the jail per inmate. Every little thing goes into this number, so I know we spent quite a bit on. I don't know Joan, who's actually, I haven't seen a bill from the computer Nexus Plus. Are you getting them? Because I haven't seen one.
I have it budgeted out of the general fund for the upgrade.
So I don't have to be mean to Toby no more.
Keep an eye on him.
Well, I do. He was in there today. Just so you know, the fiber's pulled in. We're ready to rock and roll on the fiber. I just got to get a hold of long lines, get it hooked up. Toby was in today, and actually the part that you guys lost, I forget what he calls it. He's got proper nomenclature for computer people none of us would understand. But he's moving that over to the area in the jail also with the battery backup and all that. So that won't be an issue no more for you guys. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we get this fiber hooked up, get that going, next week or two, we'll go from there.
We did a jail tour at our last meeting, and I thought the inmates numbers were down, but now they're back up again, I think.
Yeah, they went down just a little bit there, and I don't know. As far as the county inmates, I'd like to see them go down, the feds go up. But I did talk to Washington County Sheriff and a couple other sheriffs. Burke County's going to start bringing their guys up here. Washington County, he needs some extra room, so we're thinking about it. I don't think I'll contract with him. We'll just do a inmate for inmate type thing.
Right, Washington now. County, where's that county seat at?
That is Blair.
Blair.
They got a small jail, and they were overcrowding it. Jail standards shut the door on them, so my sheriff's looking for other places to house.
Good.
So we should get some of those guys up here, but hopefully not females. We're always full on females for some reason. But it's going good. Jail standards last Wednesday, spent the day with him. There's a couple of things he wants to see fixed, like the showers, and I spoke with Joan about that, and some paint, and just overall, he's happy we've replaced the floors and stuff. Mm-hmm. He says it's good, so.
You just tear the carpet out and left the concrete?
Yeah, that's all we're doing. Tearing the carpet out, and then we got to put a little sealer on the concrete, and just leave it like that. Awesome. Never have to worry about it again.
The way it should have been from the get-go.
I think so. That carpet's nasty.
The carpet's not a place for jail.
But Sally Port's all fixed. I don't know if you guys seen. Me and Jess put the drain spouts on it and all that back there, so we shouldn't have that issue no more. And that was, got a whole roll. I had to buy a whole roll of that. So Rick took the rest of it. I don't know what he's going to do with it, that green tile stuff. I only needed, they wouldn't sell just 20-foot hunks. You got to buy 100 foot.
Yeah, oh boy.
So we got a bunch of drain tile if anybody needs it. Other than that, it's going pretty good.
Any questions for Chris?
Could you, I like the way you break this down, but you told us what you spent in October, but could you do the whole fiscal year next time?
Yeah, I think the fiscal year is on here, isn't it? 2015?
Well,
oh, no, not the fiscal year.
I don't think so. And then give us a total dollar amount and how much over or under your budget you are each month.
Yeah, we're 0.44% under this for last month.
And I know you're under for the fiscal year also, but if we could see that, that would be great.
Yeah, we've spent 30%. Okay, I'll change this up a little bit. I don't do these. Mark does. And it's taken...
And it should be...
I think last month he had it on there.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm almost sure he did. He had it for the total for the year of under...
We're 4 months into the fiscal year, so it should be...
I'll change that.
Is it 30?
Yeah.
Is that what it shows, 30? Is Joe's coming for 30?
Yeah, 30% or total estimated yearly budget.
No, it'd be a third. Should be a 33%.
Yeah. I'm glad everything's going well, Chris. And
anything else for Chris, guys?
You're pleased? No regrets? Have a good night.
Good job.
No, if I could print money, I'd be good.
wouldn't we all? Oh, hang on. That was a good $20 bill. It was a good $20 bill.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. Thank you.
I had to say.
Thank you, Chris. Good report. Correction committee reports. I don't think there's any. Mellon Emergency Business. Public comment from the Board of Corrections. No. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
All right.
Time right now is 3:40. It's up.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.